Well, hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson, and you're listening to Family Talk, a listener-supported ministry. In fact, thank you so much for being part of that support for James Dobson Family Institute.
I praise the Lord. There is no greater honor than to suffer for Christ, because I was able to see in that moment the power of God's word, how God can change a criminal into your brother in Christ.
Welcome to Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh with your host, Dr. James Dobson. Today we're continuing the incredible story of Virginia Prodan. She was born and raised in communist Romania under the brutal rule of Nicolae Ceaușescu. As you can imagine, that environment was steeped in deception. And as Virginia grew up, she yearned to discover and reveal the truth. That focus drove her to the legal profession, but that ultimately didn't satisfy her. A little while later, she found the ultimate truth, though, in Jesus Christ. And that was only the beginning of her incredible story. So let's hear what happened next, right now, on Family Talk.
Virginia, welcome back. It's so good to have you here. And I loved that interview last time where you talked about your troubled childhood and what it was like living under a communist regime and many other things that I hope people will go back and listen to, and they can certainly get a copy of it from us. But let's pick up right there. You had just found Christ after law school, and it had changed your whole life. He had changed your whole life. So now you're practicing law in a communist regime where it's illegal to even talk about Christ. What did you do next? You've got truth that other people don't have. You can't even legally practice the way you believe. What happened?
Mm-hmm. When I accepted Christ, I also accepted his divine appointment, clear, presented to me that he brought me to him in order to protect and defend Christians and human rights cases in Romania. And shortly after that, lots of Christians came to me.
The word got around.
I did not know that I was the only Christian lawyer in Romania, so they came around and asked me to help them. And I helped Christians that they were put in jail for having a Bible in their home, or sharing a Bible with others, or for watching in their own home a Jesus movie, and the government will take the parents to jail and put the kids in government orphanages. Or for I defended churches that the government will refuse to give them approval to fix the church or extend the church. And after a while, the government will demolish the church and will confiscate the land. But after I started defending the churches and Christians, I used the Romanian law that we had it in the book, but everyone was afraid to use it. And I presented to judges and prosecutors.
How did you get a hearing with those judges? They were biased in the other direction.
Well, when God sends you to a job, he prepares everything. And when I started, I had no clue. You know, you walk by faith step by step. The Lord told me to sue the government, and I did. And I found clients that said, yes, we want to sue the government. So we did it, and God protected me by sending angels. I had no idea when I was in front of the court that behind me there were representatives from United States of America, from Italy, from France, from Germany, and they were taking notes of someone like me, under 5 feet tall.
But the government was also watching you.
The government was also watching you, but the Voice of America started to talk about. Congressmen like Frank Wolf and Christopher Smith.
He's a great friend of mine.
Yes, came to Romania to talk with me. And that was God's protection. And for that reason, the government, in order to keep the most favored nation status for Romania, that I was exposing to the entire world, they don't respect the human rights. They had to agree with me and let me win those cases.
I see. Because the government needed America's trade.
Yes.
And couldn't get what they needed unless they cooperated with the most favored nation status.
Yes. But at the other side, they started, my life became absolutely amazing, controlled by the government. They will put me under surveillance 24 hours a day. They will interrogate me daily. I did not know from the interrogation room if I will go home or not. They will beat me. They will threaten me that they will kill my kids.
Torture you.
Yes, they torture me. But let me tell you, under the torture, under all these circumstances, I noticed a few things that I want to share with people, that those people, the interrogators, were huge. Everybody is bigger than me. I'm 5. So, but they were 6 and they were violent to me. But Christ in me
told me. How did they torture you?
Oh, in many, many, many ways.
Well, I won't ask.
And so when blood was coming out of me and I was hitting in every direction and everything, the Holy Spirit in me spoke to them. And I said, I don't like what you're doing, but Christ loves you. And I can't tell you how many times those horrible people turned.
Virginia, you're being beaten up and you witnessed to
people. Yes, and they were crying. They had to turn their faces because they could not look in my face. They didn't know what to do with me. Because when God tells you to do a job, God protects you. And God, I was fearful. I can't tell you how many times I said to myself, Bible verses, to remind that God is with me. But also, God reminded me, pray for your enemies. And then I started to pray for. But that's how God is working in our life. I will tell you from my own experience, there is no higher honor for a Christian that to suffer for Christ.
Virginia, what are you made out of? How did you withstand
I'm a child
that?
Of God. I'm a child of God. And God molds us into heroes. I'm not a hero. I cry. I'm a sinful person. But when you give your life to Christ, God makes out of you something that you don't recognize yourself. You can say that. But that's how God works.
Said.
So that's what God works in our lives. And what he did in my life, he can do in anyone's life.
Were you growing spiritually during that time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The secret police was walking by me. Many times, walking to work, walking to the grocery store, I was following all the time. But more than secret police walking with me, I had the conviction that Christ was walking with me, and I was praying continually, like the Bible says. I learn to communicate with Christ every single minute. And they were able to see that peace in me and to see that I was not. They believed that my life was in their hands. I had to walk and talk with God every time and say, you promise. Remember Psalm 91, Lord. And I was saying Bible verses from Psalm 91. And he was faithful. He protected my life. That's who he is.
How did you escape from Romania?
I did not escape. I continue, even after I was under house arrest, when I was released, I continued to defend churches. And the government was really, really afraid that others would be encouraged by my courage. And also, God gave me an amazing assignment I did not ask for, that actually exposed the dictator to the entire world. And I had the document with me that I was given by a Christian in the interrogation room. And that was the only day in my continued numerous interrogation when I was not searched. And they had a chance. If they would have searched me to kill me on the spot.
Did you have scripture?
No. I had a document that if people will read the book, they will realize that document really brought down Ceausescu.
Really? And can you tell us very quickly?
It was a document that later on that day I presented to the ambassador of United States, and he presented to Ronald Reagan. Our government was in the position, after they discovered that document that was presented to them, they said, we're going to take away the most favored national status. We are not going to deal with dictator anymore. But Ronald Reagan was afraid that the dictator will kill us. So he said, we give you most favored nation conditionally for 1 year with a very, very important condition that you let the pronouns to go out of United States. And that was...
Was you and your two girls?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that was the way that we were allowed to. President Reagan wanted us to live in 24 hours. That he was so aware of the power and the anger.
The President of the United States interceded for you, and a congressman, Frank Wolf, came home and told your story.
Yes.
Do you know that I was in the Capitol building when he came home, and he had video of what was going on there, and I saw it.
Yes.
So I know a little bit about what you've gone through.
Yeah. He is one of the person, including Christopher Smith and Frank Wolf, that God used to protect my life and bring us to America.
You decided to come to Dallas, Texas.
No, I did not decide. I pray for.
Oh.
I pray for the American Embassy, everything in my life. That's not my decision. I do not belong to myself. I belong to God. I was bought by Jesus' blood.
Yeah.
So I belong
bought
to
with
Him.
A price.
With a price. So every decision that I make, and I don't make always good decisions. I make mistakes. I'm a sinful person, but I try to do my best. But every decision that I make, I pray for, and I pray for. When I decided then we're going to go to America, because I thought at that time that it will be the far away, and America proved to us that they are war for human rights, and they work so hard for us.
Yeah.
I pray. And the way I did it is I used to have in Romania a Larousse dictionary, and I have a map of United States. And I pray, and I pray, and I said, Lord, I know you told me that you want us to go in America, but you have to tell me where. I can't decide for myself. And I heard saying the name, but the girls were playing around, and there were other friends with us and everything. And I said, "Is the city where Kennedy was killed?" And somebody said,
"That's
Dallas."
What you knew about Dallas.
That's what I knew about Dallas. And I came to Dallas, yes, by prayer and by faith, not by my decision.
Where'd you get the money to travel?
I did not. I was sponsored by an organization, and then when I came here, I paid back the organization.
Now, have you practiced law here?
I went back to law school. I learned English because when I came to the United States, I didn't know one word in English.
You sure got it down now.
So I mastered English, and I went back to law school, SMU Law School, and I graduated with 2 diplomas in 3 years. Usually you take 4 years to do this. And I got a Juris Doctor and a Master of Laws. And in the same time, I raised 3 kids. And the first one graduated from SMU. The second one graduated from Harvard Law School. And the third one, my son, graduated from United States Air Force. He is a rescue pilot in United
States.
Right
here in Colorado Springs.
Yes, yes. This is our God. This is what God can do in your life.
What a story you have to tell.
That's God's story.
It is His story.
He can do it in anybody's life, not only in mine. In every person's life who will trust Him and who will say, God, Lord, I give you my life. I give you my dream. And He will change your life. He will change your family's life. He will change your country's life. Because now Romania is a country where kids can go to school and can read the Bible, can pray. The seminaries are everywhere. People can pray. There are people that I defended or kids of the pastors that I defended, and now they are in the government, Christians. That's what God can do in one person that will give his life or her life to Christ.
You know what really touches me today and yesterday as well is that we are talking right now by means of radio with a lot of people out there who do not know experientially what you have experienced with the Lord. They don't know how to find him. They may never have heard that message before. Doesn't that break your heart? You know, there's a whole generation in Europe that has never heard the name of Christ. Well, there are some people here who don't know him either. And you're telling them about something they want, and they're listening very carefully to you because they want to find what you found. Some of them have lives as difficult, maybe not as difficult, but certainly difficult, like you did. And they see no way out. There's no hope. And others are depressed and miserable. Some have been abused. Some have been rejected by their families. Some of them have gone through the kind of things you did. And they've heard this today and yesterday. And they want it. Tell them how to get it.
God can be found in many places. Early in the morning where you hear a bird singing, God is saying to you, I love you. I'm looking for you. Would you respond to my love? When you see a rainbow, God is saying, I died for you. Would you accept my sacrifice? I want you to be my son. God says in the rain, I want to wash your pain away. I love you. I want to hold you in my arms. You are my son. You are my daughter. I will love you forever, and you will live with me with joy and peace that surpasses all understanding. God has written a letter and is the Bible. In every word that is in the Bible, God is saying, I love you. You are precious on my side. You haven't done anything to think that I don't love you. Don't believe the lies. I love you with all my heart.
What about the belief that I'm not worthy? I've done sinful things in my life. Some things are unmentionable. And I've got to get all that cleaned up before I can come to Christ.
That's not true. It's a lie. It's a lie.
It's a gift, isn't it?
Yes. God says, come here. Don't be a beggar only when things are really, really hard. I have a house full of everything. You're my son. You can live with me forever, forever. And I can wash away your pains. I can wash away everything that others did. And I died for you. He is an amazing God, and he created you. I tell my kids when they look at everything in my life, he was not asleep when everything happened. He allowed those things so I can be who I am today. And he can make out of your pain treasures.
You're telling these folks that the God who spoke the whole universe into existence,
yes,
knows us all and cares individually,
yes, sir,
about me,
yes, sir,
and you,
yes, sir,
and the person we're talking to,
yes, sir. Yes, I'm telling you. I was one time at Billy Graham Crusade in Dallas, and we had a huge, wonderful event, and we pray for on every different sections and everything, and at the end, we were told, pray for yourself. And I started to pray for myself, and I heard the Lord saying, Virginia, you don't have gas in your car. And I was thinking, Lord, there are so many people here, and you are talking to me. But I was running to my car to see if God was right or not. And my car didn't have nothing in my car. And I was supposed to go in traffic on highways. And it was 12 o'clock at night. And I said, Lord, you are talking to individual, to their needs. And I said, Lord, now you have to protect me because I have to go to the gas station and there's nobody there. Yes, I'm giving this example to show people that God is a personal God. God is talking to you if you have the time to sit down and listen. He's crying over you. He is smiling over you. And he is saying, I love you the way you are. I don't need you to change. Christ will change you. His sacrifice will change you. Just come the way you are.
What a testimony, Virginia. This has been wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed it.
I enjoy it too. Thank you.
You know why? Because I know it's true.
Yes.
I know it's true. I know he cares for me in that way too.
Yes.
And he speaks to me in different ways than he does you because he is an individual God.
Yes.
And you are available to speak.
Yes.
When people would get in touch with you, how do they find you?
They can find me. I have an author website, virginiaprodanbooks.com. And they can find me there. They can find me at Facebook, Virginia Prodan. Family Talk,
on our website, we will have this information.
Yes, and I'll be more than happy. My message is to encourage people, and my book, Saving My Assassin, is clear explanation.
We haven't talked about that. How did you save an assassin? We got 1 minute.
Well, he came in my office, and after years of not obeying the government, and
you were in Romania.
In Romania, and he pulled his gun in front of my face, and he said, "I'm here to kill you." But the Lord, I heard clear from the Lord, shared the gospel, and I did, and it was very easy because I knew by heart, you know, reciting the Bible verses, and he accepted Christ there. Our job as Christian is to save our enemies.
Did he put the gun away?
Yes, yes, yes.
What did he say to you?
He accepted Christ. He agreed with me that
a man is there to shoot you.
Yes.
He has a gun pointed at your head.
Yes.
And you're witnessing to him about Christ.
And more than that, when I said to him Bible verses, I noticed this 6'10" tall man. He was melting it under God's word. But I'm human, and I was scared, and I was thinking, at the end, when I finish telling him the gospel, he's going to kill me. So I lost my thoughts. So I paraphrased. And when I paraphrased, he came back to anger and ready. He was looking for his gun. So I said to myself, you better stick with the Bible. And I went back really fast to the Bible verses. And he melted again, and finally he accepted Christ. There is power in God's word.
Did you cry?
I did. I did. The word of God saved him and saved
when
me.
When he left, did you get on your knees?
Yes.
And what did you
say? I praised the Lord. I praised the Lord. And like I said, there is no greater honor than to suffer for Christ because I was able to see in that moment the power of God's word, how God can change a criminal into your brother in Christ.
We've been talking to Virginia Prodan, and her message and her story speaks for itself. I urge you to get a copy of this book, Saving My Assassin. There's a whole lot more in it than just that story. I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and use you, and that you will come back and see us sometime. Would you do that?
Thank you. Yes, sure. Yes.
Well, thank you for being with us these 2 days, and I will never forget them.
Thank you very much.
Well, Doctor, I know this is a conversation that I will never forget, and I know that thousands of our listeners will never forget it either. Friend, you've been listening to Dr. James Dobson's compelling conversation with author and activist Virginia Prodan today here on Family Talk. And as Doctor mentioned, her outstanding book is available at our resource center. Go to drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk and ask for information on how you can get a copy of the book called Saving My Assassin by Virginia Prodan. Again, that's drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk. While you're there, remember you can also share this powerful two-part program with a friend or a loved one. You can also do so using the Family Talk app as well, and you can find that app in the App Store and at Google Play. Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk is a listener-supported broadcast outreach, and we are grateful for your ongoing prayers and faithful financial support. To give a gift online, go to drjamesdobson.org. Or you can send a gift through the U.S. Postal Service when you write to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, P.O. Box 39000, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the zip code 80949. Well, I'm Roger Marsh, and on behalf of Dr. James Dobson and the entire team here at the JDFI, thanks so much for listening. Join us again right here for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, the voice you trust for the family you love.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.